Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on William Tillotson, T-I-L-L-O-T-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 3/22/22, Mr. Tillotson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of airways obstruction, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity period. Compared to a study dated 9/8/21, there's been slight improvement period, new paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing slight improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Martha Hartley. This goes to Dr. Alex Newsom. On 3/22/22, Mrs. Hartley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 11/16/21. There's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jenny Belk, BELK. This goes to Adam Thompson, comma, PA on 3/22/22. Mrs. Belk performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 9/14/21, there's been no significant change period, no paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on David DeBruhl, D-E-B-R-U-H-L. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 3/22/22, Mr. DeBruhl performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 9/15/21, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Danny Fields. This goes to Dr. Jared Sheetsley, S-H-E-A-T-S-L-E-Y. On 3/22/22, Mr. Fields performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. Optimal effort is questioned, as the peak flow rate was extremely low period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow period. New paragraph impression, either moderate reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma or improved effort after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study, there's been no significant change period. Optimal effort is questioned period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Eola, I-O-L-A, Watts, W-A-T-T-S. This goes to Dr. Honecker. On 3/22/22, Mrs. Watts performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 9/15/21, there's been some deterioration period of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, six-minute walk test on Donald Tomlinson. This goes to the VA. On 3/22/22, Mr. Tomlinson performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. After walking 178 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 91% period. Patient did pause several times due to dyspnea, period of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Shaw. This goes to Dr. Christos Bourne. On 3/22/22, Mr. Shaw performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/21/21, there's been no change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Riley. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 3/22/22, Mr. Riley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant, there was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 11/16/21, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Thank you.